Good morning. This is Pastor Brent Jackson with Liberty Baptist Church in Lamar, Missouri. I'm glad you're here with me this morning. Turn your Bibles, if you would, to John chapter 21. John chapter 21. You know, the Lord gave me something that I think will be a blessing to you this morning. It was an encouragement to me. Made me realize how much that God cares. God cares about our lives. God cares about what we're doing, even about how our physical well-being. Look at John chapter 21 and let's just start in verse 1. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and on this wise showed he himself. There was together Simon Peter, and Thomas called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two other of his disciples. Simon Peter saith unto them, I go a fishing. They say unto him, We also go with thee. They went forth and entered into a ship immediately. And that night, they caught nothing. We have Peter going back to what he knows. Now, this whole Jesus thing, this Jesus time, is now what he felt like was over. This amazing, miracle-filled time. This journey that he was on, and every indication I'm getting here that Simon felt like it was over. But when the morning was now come, again, no fish through the night. Any of you that have fished know that feeling of no fish. When the morning was now come, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Then Jesus saith unto them, Children, have ye any meat? They answered him, No, just a flat no right there. And he said unto them, Cast thy net on the right side of the ship, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Folks, this morning, could you imagine just a guy showing up and saying, Oh, well, hey, you're fishing on the wrong side of the boat. You need to go on the other side of the boat. You imagine the thoughts that go through a person's mind. Anybody ever give you advice on fishing, no matter how good they are, how great of a fisherman they are, when they come and they're going to give you advice, especially with this group of men, this guy's going to say, hey, you know, just try the other side. And they did it. It shows you what desperation would do. And it says, they cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. Therefore that disciple whom Jesus loved, okay, this is John here, saith unto Peter, It is the Lord. Now when Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his fisher coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in a little ship, for they were not far from land. But as it were 200 cubits, dragging the net with fishes, as soon then as they were come to land, they saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Let's pray this morning. Lord, be with me. Lord, I pray for all those folks that are dealing with quarantine and dealing with stress, dealing with struggles, uncertainty. Lord, pray this will help. I pray that your word of God will come forth through my voice, through this recording, and help. And Lord, draw them closer to you as I have come closer to you through your word. Bless us today, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 9, they make it to land. They saw a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. Jesus saith unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now caught. Isn't it just like the Lord to give the props to us, the fish they caught? Did they really catch those fish? Or was it a miracle of God? I would dare say it was a miracle of God. They didn't catch those fish. God sent those fish, and they were able to catch it. And what jumped out at me when I read this so much is that he already had fish. He already had bread. He said, bring those fish, right? Bring all those fish that you caught. And Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, yet was not the net broken. Jesus said to them, come and dine. And none of the disciples durst ask him, who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. What jumped out so much here to me is that God had his own fish. Jesus had his own fish. And he doesn't need us, but he loves us. His compassion, his kindness, his benevolence. Bring those fish that you caught. Bring those there. Very easily, God could take the credit for those fish. Those fish that Peter and the men had caught, they weren't their fish. That was God's fish. But God gave them to them. Let's look at Psalm chapter 4. Psalm chapter 4. Psalm 4 and verse 6. There be many that say, who will show us any good? You ever talk to somebody that nothing is good, nothing is right in the world? If you watch so much news, especially during this time with coronavirus and the pressure and the strain on this world, if you watch so much news, what will happen is you'll have that idea that, is there anything that's good? You'll lose heart. Who will show us any good? There be many that say, who will show us any good? Lord, lift thou up the light of thy countenance upon us. Lord, lift it up. Lift that light of his countenance. You see, Peter and the disciples, they couldn't do it on their own. They could not catch those fish on their own. It says they labored all night. Jesus shows up, try the other side, and then there's fish. Not only are there fish in the net, there's fish waiting, cooked. There's bread waiting. God has his own fish. God has his own mercy. God has his own blessing. God has his own generosity. God has goodwill. You know, if we're not careful, we'll be thinking that the Lord is not going to show us any good. If we're not careful, we will think that we start seeing the negatives of, man, God made me fish all night long, and just now I'm getting the fish. Well, in whose strength are we doing things? In whose power are we doing things? In whose efforts? Is it in our own? Or is it in the Lord? The goodwill, let's not forget the grace that God gives us. Let's not forget his tolerance. Let's not forget his favor, his gentleness, his forbearance, a gentle Savior not only brings the fish, a gentle Savior not only fills the net till it almost breaks, but it doesn't break. gives enough fish to I believe that a savior like Jesus Christ knows how many fish can fill a net before it breaks. Let's not forget about God's kindness. Psalm 50. Let's go to Psalm 50 this morning. Psalm 50. Psalm 50, and this is a psalm of Asaph. He starts talking about God. He's testifying here. Look at verse 7. Hear, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. He starts talking about God, and he's testifying. He's testifying for God. To them, against them. And if he's testifying against anything, he's testifying against their perception of who God is. Folks, we need to reevaluate our perception of God. And here, he reproves them. Here he tells them really where God is. And what God's thinking. He says, verse 8, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. God says, okay. You're not going to sacrifice? Okay. Verse 9, he says, I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he goats out of the folds. He's not going to press his way. He's not going to push his agenda. Verse 10, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon 1,000 hills. I was driving the other day, and I drove by a ranch, and they had a whole, it was the longest field you could imagine. Angus cattle, it was a beautiful sight. And the first thing that popped into my mind was cattle upon 1,000 hills. God owns them. I know all the fowls of the mountains and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. He doesn't need us, but he wants us. Doesn't need us, but he wants us. Go to Psalm 136. Psalm 136, O give thanks unto the Lord, verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Folks, this morning, let's reevaluate our perception of God. Let's get back to the realization, the absolute knowledge that he is good. He's good. And his mercy endureth forever. You see, a Lord that not only thinks about filling the net, will think about fixing the fish. He already had fish. But the net, the fish, all that was for his disciples. All that was for Peter to realize where the blessings come from. Where do the blessings come from? They come from the Lord. For his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. We find that if you keep reading in this psalm, for his mercy endureth forever, over and over and over. For his mercy endureth forever. For his mercy endureth forever. See our perception of who God is. Where is God at this time? Well, his mercy, he's merciful. His mercy endureth forever. Folks, let's not forget where the good things come from. Let's not forget that he's not out for his meanness, his selfishness, his unkindness. That's why the times when the fish don't come, it's not out of his cruelty. It's so on the other side, we know that his mercy endureth forever. And when the blessings come, we know they came from God. Not only the filling of the net, but the fish on the fire and the bread ready to go. See, he has his own fish. He doesn't need our fish. Doesn't need our big bank accounts, our big blessings that often we say are blessings from God, but in reality we think, hey, I did that. I made that money. You see, it's God's. It's all God's. His gentleness, his kindness, his understanding of humanity and who we really are. Let's not forget that God has his own fish, but his mercy is his mercy. His blessings are his blessings. They're from him. And he wants us to be blessed. He wants us to realize where those come from. There's many preachers that teach out here and preach out here that God's all about it's all he's about is the blessing. Well, if we know anything, there's times where there's no fish. There's no fish being caught. There's a time where we're stuck in quarantine. There's times when we don't necessarily have everything that we want in life, everything that we think we need in life, that we don't always get everything. But let's not forget that God's still merciful. Let's not forget that God still has a plan. The plan was to teach the men where the real blessings come from. They come from God. Thank you this morning for taking the time. I pray it'll be an encouragement to you. I pray it'll be a blessing. Have a great day, and God bless.